Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited because our good buddy Tony Paradiso is back on the show. Tony is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back about 10 years now. He's joined us and has been an abiding supporter of ours. He's the author of The Management Mindfield. He's a small business owner just like you and me. He's out there every day making, working with customers and buying and selling and trying to make a profit. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, behind the counter, glad handing customers. Absolutely.
you know, I was talking about making a profit. Somebody asked me one time, are you a nonprofit? I said, well, I don't intend to be. It's not my intention. I'm not
driving. I'd settle for nonprofit. How about negative profit?
How about just break even? Right? Yeah, I know what you mean. You're a small business owner. You're out there doing it, all the things that all the rest of us are doing. How did some of the provisions of the President's Jobs Bill hit you? And you know, what he was trying to do was President Obama was trying to create the thing to do things that will encourage small business owners to hire new employees. What do you think about some of the things that he's proposing?
Well, I think this is the first time that this cadre of Ivy Leaguers who have never had a real job have stumbled on a good idea, which I've actually been recommending for years. You know, they cut the payroll tax for employees, and I mean, there's some stimulative effect of that because people have a little bit more money in their pocket, but they didn't cut it on the employer side.
Right.
And now they're proposing to cut it on the employer side, and they're capping it at payrolls at $5 million. And so it's definitely the first time they've ever targeted anything at small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the distribution of businesses, you know, the focus is always on the Fortune 500. Why is that? Well, because they've got the best lobbyists, they've got the best PACs, they can buy influence. And so the tax code is designed for them. General Electric doesn't have to pay taxes. But these guys don't employ. They employ a lot of people, but they don't employ a lot of new hires. And in fact,
Right. They
make their money by reducing the headcount.
That's how they make profit, exactly.
Right. And look, that's the way capitalism works. You have
to be
efficient. You have to be profitable. But it's the small business owners who actually employ the most people and, you know, create the most net new jobs.
And are they likely to let somebody go when things slow down? Because we're usually down to about as few people as we can handle. But here's my question, though, and I agree with you. There were some things in his proposal that I thought were good. For example, what you talked about, giving the deduction to the employer as well, but also to encourage government contractors and government agencies to pay small business owners quicker. I mean, I think that's a great idea. Congratulations, Mr. President. Let me give you a high five on that. But here's the question, Tony. Did anything that he's proposed, that even all the things that you like, did any of that make you want to go hire another employee? Did it encourage you? Did it cause you to say, well, yeah, because of that, I'm going to add another employee?
Well, not me in particular, because I'm a little too small. So proposed tax cut would do for me would put, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars, because my payroll is relatively small. I own a country store. I'm morphing into a cafe, more of into a food establishment, because that's where the profitability is, right? So I don't have that many employees. But even for me, what that would do is put a couple of thousand dollars in my pocket that I could and probably would reinvest in an advertising campaign, right, to increase the visibility of my store.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that money wouldn't necessarily go directly into a headcount for me, but it would go to, you know, towards either a newspaper or a marketing firm or someplace which would get a couple of thousand dollars more of the revenue. So you got that. So really, I think the sweet spot, and I'm just looking at the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers for my column on Sunday, And the really the sweet spot is companies that employ probably maybe 20 to 500 people or up to 1,000 people, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you start running the numbers, a company with $500,000 payroll will get approximately $15,000 cut. Now, $15,000 can almost pay for a body, right? Now the risk reward ratio for a company, if I can hire somebody, you know, that I'm going to pay $20,000 to, and the government subsidizing 15 of that, my risk is relatively low.
Yeah. Right?
And so I'm much more inclined to do that.
For the larger employees it could roll up a little bit, but as you say, for the smaller ones it's going to benefit them. It might not necessarily make them hire a new employee. We got more to come after these messages, folks. Tony Paradiso is our good friend and our guest. He's got more ideas and observations to share with us coming up right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.